podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
I'm Sam Keir, host of Hitman for Hire, a year in the life of a franchise cricketer. For the past 12 months, I've been talking to T20 star David Visa, getting his take from behind the scenes at the IPL, the 100 and the rest of the world's biggest leagues.
That's the Donny Review system, Diogo. There's no ways in my mind that was up.
These guys don't know how to win at this stage.
He had his driver pick him up in his Bentley.
People start chanting your name. You kind of have to pinch yourself.
Hitman for Hire, a year in the life of a franchise cricketer. Listen now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Sport Social.
So this either or stuff, this is the one that bothers people the absolute most. That's not on.
The Fantasy Football Show.
Hello everybody, my name's James. Welcome to Planet FPL People's Poll Podcast, where we give the Twitter / X universe free topics to choose from for a podcast. Joining me today is Clayton Fernandez. How are you, Clayton?
Well, good, mate. Yourself?
Yeah, not too bad. Thanks, mate. So she said, I don't go to games anymore, so let Clayton do this one. the free topics to vote for were Michael Edwards rejoining Liverpool / Manchester United's pursuit of Newcastle's Dan Ashworth, and why it's so important to get these type of people in into big clubs like United and Liverpool. You didn't vote for that, nor did you vote for Nottingham Forest -4, their deduction given, I think it started last week, wasn't it, Clayton?
Yep, that was last week, yeah.
You haven't voted for that. We were going to ask the question, is it fair, is it not? The good news on that is that Mark Subbins is on Clash of the Correspondents with me on Thursday, so we can certainly pose the question to Mark on COT. So what you voted for, and I'm not too surprised, hot off the heels of Saturday's announcement of double game week 34 and some surprising things in those fixture announcements, most notably Tottenham having a blank game week, is what goes into scheduling a Premier League football match, particularly ones like these that are rearranged, but also obviously the ones that affect obviously movements for television. Clayton, a question to you first. When you think, right, what games, what things can impact the scheduling of a football match? What springs to mind?
Police resource in local areas. Are there other things going on in the area, like concerts? Obviously, you're Tottenham, I'm Arsenal. Knowing that we'll never play at home on the same weekend.
Not necessarily true, because if we're both drawn at home in the cup, one of us will probably play Saturday and one of us will play Sunday, but not on the same day.
Same day, I should have said, yeah, correct. They're the immediates that come to mind, but then obviously I've worked at BT Sport before, right? So I've seen a little bit of insight into the kind of TV selection process and like how I'm sure I don't, even though I've worked in that environment, I wasn't involved in the process, but I know you've got a very good understanding of how some companies potentially try to stitch each other up. So I think there's the element of, yeah, the TV packages and who gets what, and then the knock-on impact that has, which you'll be able to talk to in more detail.
Yeah, I think there's a number of things at play. I think we think, right, Sky want to put this game on a Sunday at 4:30 and that's the end of it. But it's not quite. We've even seen examples of that recently, particularly in the Northwest, with the Northwest Police saying, no, Man City, Man United at 3:30. Liverpool, Man City, even more bizarrely, at 3:45. We saw troubles discussed with Gemma and Harrison on the Fan View last week between West Brom and Wolves in a game that kicked off at 11:45 in the morning. But obviously, the earlier the kickoff, the less people can have a drink and a piss up before kickoff. Yep. So the police do have a say.
Would you say there's other factors there before you go on that I've missed out?
Yeah. You mentioned obviously other events. I think transport does come into consideration a little bit, but quite often I obviously travel to a lot of away games and I know you do as well. I obviously go via train wherever possible to an away game. But quite often these strikes do tend to get announced after games have been announced. So this year I've had Burnley away, Man City away, Everton away, all on the Avanti West Coast from Euston to the Northwest, all announced as strikes after the games have been announced.
Mm.
We also had, there was severe maintenance work when we played at Manchester United as well, which meant the train was going to take 3 hours, 45 minutes when it should take about 2 hours, basically. So transport can come into effect a little bit, but I don't think it's too much. There's more certain things they'll have in place, which is like restricting the amount of games that happen in London as an example. So very bizarrely this year in the FA Cup third round, I think we're about 12 London teams drawn at home.
Yep.
And it's part why we ended up with things like, oh, where was Tottenham Burnley on a Friday night? Would the police had said, you've got to get a game off a weekend, basically.
Okay.
And that was the one they chose to move. Great for me, and obviously brilliant for travelling Burnley fans on a Friday night down to London. So transport a little bit. Policing obviously does have a say. That's a good example of that. I think other events, I think one of the theories behind Everton and Liverpool has obviously now gone into the midweek of 34, but it's the midweek after the Grand National.
Okay.
Which is obviously in Aintree, which is in Merseyside. And I think there was a little bit of a school of thought, well, do they want the Merseyside derby straight after the Grand National? You can say it's 4 days later, but for the Grand National, pretty much everybody from a security perspective is going to work that weekend.
Oh, I hadn't even thought of that.
Then you've now got another high security event potentially happening in the midweek afterwards.
Yeah.
You mentioned obviously about the pairings, so Tottenham and Arsenal won't play at home on the same day. Other competitions is becoming way more of a factor in the scheduling of games. So we'll talk about that in a little bit, about all the either or possibilities that Sky particularly are absolutely ripping the piss with. Oh, you might play on Saturday or Sunday. I'm going to give some examples of that in a bit. But obviously other competitions do take a factor. We know that obviously games played in the Premier League, if someone's in an FA Cup quarterfinal, that game's going to get postponed. However, during my research and reading the minutes of a meeting between the Football Supporters Association and Premier League chairman Richard Masters, I found out something very interesting. I actually DM'd Ben Krellin last night to drop him the bad news. Part of the TV deal from the 2025-26 season means the FA Cup quarterfinals will have their own weekend.
Okay.
They will not clash with Premier League games.
That'll be interesting to see how they actually implement that.
It means less blanks and less doubles in future FPL seasons for those who are relevant. Now, I think that will still be in place next year, but from 25-26, yeah, the FA Cup fifth round is going to go back to a weekend, and the FA Cup quarterfinal won't clash with Premier League games. I think the thinking behind that is you're liable to get around six Premier League games postponed.
Yeah.
We just sack this off and put it in a midweek. That's what they're going to do instead of put a whole week in a different set of midweek set of fixtures. Why do fans care? I think that's important. I'm aware.
I want to ask you that because, yeah, you obviously go to a lot more away games than I do. I get to a handful a season, so I don't think it affects me in the same way it does with you. Why do you care?
The number one for me, I'm quite blessed with the job I do, right? If I say to Suja, I'm going to a game, then yeah, cool. It's research, isn't it, Suj? You know, it's research for the pod. So from that perspective, I'm not that bothered. Obviously, if a game's on a Friday night or a Monday night rather than a Saturday or a Sunday, that's more of a pain in the ass because the chances are you're not getting home, so you've got to stay over, you've got to have a hotel. That means not being in work for the majority of, say, a Monday and then a Tuesday morning. So if Tottenham are away on a Monday night, there's every chance I'm not going to go. If okay. It's outside of London, because I think, well, I've got the main podcast on a Monday, I've got other bits on a Monday, and then I'm knackered for Tuesday morning as well. It's on the telly.
Yeah.
I'm probably not going to go. So there's that impact. I think, but for other people though, and not everyone works a 9-to-5, I think the big one for people is like booking time off work and stuff.
As a notice.
Well, people work weekends.
Yeah.
People work night shifts. And I think it's easy to think, all right, you work 9-to-5, so whether the game's Saturday or Sunday, it doesn't matter. Well, there's plenty of other people who've got other jobs that obviously do have flexible working hours, and they're going to want to book the time off.
Yeah.
They're going to want to book the time off. There is definitely, you know, large groups within every fan base that will go to every game.
Yeah.
Irrespective, if a game's 3 o'clock on a Saturday or 8 o'clock on a Monday night, they're going to go. And it's a case for those people of when the fixture's announced, right, book trains, book hotel accommodation, and book time off work if necessary as well. The companies that do travel rip the shit out of you in terms of pricing. So with trains, it's like get it done as soon as you can. Because if all of a sudden, I don't know, let's say hypothetically that Tottenham were playing in Manchester and West Ham were playing in Liverpool on the same day, doesn't matter if it's City United or Liverpool Everton, you got a lot of people travelling from London to the northwest in the same day. Obviously, you split at the end to Manchester, Liverpool. But you got a lot of people suddenly using that route, right? And that's just two clubs. There'd be other clubs making similar journeys, perhaps from the Midlands up to somewhere else in the northwest or something like that. And the train companies, once they know people are travelling, just rip the shit out of you.
Yeah.
Similar, once hotels start getting booked, my dad would tell you a famous story. I get him on the pod one time and tell you about this classic hotel we booked in Swansea because everything was booked up on a weeknight in Swansea. I left him to do it and he booked this hotel. Mate, that wasn't even a hotel.
I don't know what that was.
It was something with a roof. It did for the evening. So, you know, you want to get your accommodation. Particularly if you're imagining cup games. You've been to cup games like in at the Etihad. You took like 7,000. It was on a Friday night, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. I did it. I can't remember. I got the coach there and back because, again, like the notice was quite short and I couldn't justify the cost of trains. And I don't think there was a train back at the time
you've got
anyway.
6,000-7,000 people coming up from London who... not all of them, because I realise some will drive and some will get the coach back and stuff like that. But it's going to be a large percentage going to go, right, we're staying in Manchester on a Friday night or surrounding areas. And it's not just football fans who need hotels in Manchester on a Friday night, as an example, right? So booking stuff as soon as possible is really important. The real worst one where you get ripped off for the prices is the European games.
Yeah.
Literally, as soon as an away European fixture is announced, watch them flight prices go through the roof.
As I've seen this week,
madness. Were you saying you was thinking of going to Munich and it's getting silly, right?
Yeah, exactly. I'll find out on Thursday if I get a ticket. And the prices went up from about £30 to £400. But obviously, that's outside of the Premier League. One question I've got on the back of kind of why you care. The Premier League have vocally said they'll consistently... say when the rearranged fixtures are going to be for television. And is it a 6 week in advance?
So their promise in pre-season was 6 weeks up to the new year. And then 5 weeks onwards from sort of the start of January up till the penultimate weekend of match week 37, which is understandable. Okay, a little bit shorter. Obviously 38 doesn't move. Yeah. So just the penultimate. I get that. They want to put TV games on a penultimate weekend that at least matter.
Yeah.
I get that. I mean, if you're making that clear and you say, look, this weekend at the end is going to be 3 weeks notice, fine.
Yeah, just be transparent about it.
It's one weekend. It's cool. Be transparent about it. So, I mean, the amount of times they break promises, I just did a Google search last night about, you know, supporters groups having a whinge about the TV companies not hitting their deadline for announcements of when TV fixtures are announced. I'm getting articles coming up from 2017, pretty much every year.
Yeah.
Every year they miss deadlines and actually changed it this year because what they did before was actually announce a specific date. So it would be like, right, the April TV fixtures will be announced on January 28th or whatever, right?
Yeah.
And it was, and actually a couple of times last year, they hit the exact date, bang, gone. They changed that this year to, like I said, 6 weeks at the start and then 5 weeks later on. What the FSA really want is 12 weeks.
Why?
For notice. That long in
is
advance.
Is 6 weeks notice not enough then?
Generally speaking, yes. But by that point, you're probably already getting the piss taken out of you in terms of your ticket prices for trains and the like. They want 3 months notice. Now, quite often, you can't buy a train ticket at 3 months notice, is my experience. So, particularly with the amount of strikes that's been going on with certain companies. So, I don't think that's necessary. And it doesn't, like I said, it doesn't impact me as much as it impacts others. But that's what the Football Supporters Association want, is 12 weeks. And you probably have to sit there and you think, particularly with the way the European competitions are being revised next year to have group stage games in the Champions League and Europa League even in January. Why can't you announce the January Premier League fixtures in September, October? Over that, particularly the first sort of 5-6 months of the season, you know everyone's going to get a share. We know Manchester United are going to be showing more than Burnley and stuff like this, right? But everyone's going to get on.
Why do you think they can't then? And then second part to the question, why do you think they're still missing their 6 week timeline?
The key is that they keep squabbling and fighting with each other, basically. One of our patrons asked a question I saw on Slack about, do you think that we would get TV announcements on time if, say, just Sky had all the Premier League fixtures? Yeah, without a doubt, because they're always trying to stitch each other up. We've seen that even in the April TV announcements. I just explained to you off camera that I think the reason Tottenham got a blank game week in game week 34 is because TNT have picked up West Ham and Liverpool in game week 35.
And why is that TNT stitching up someone else?
That don't make no sense. I'll explain that briefly. So obviously we expected Tottenham got two games to rearrange. There's two available midweeks that don't clash with Europe. You assume one goes into 34, one goes into 37, right? But we also discussed on the Chip Pod a couple of weeks ago, I think probably even last Monday, that Sky wouldn't want TNT to have Arsenal-Chelsea at the end of the season.
Yep.
TNT had picked that up in the original announcements for the FA Cup quarterfinal weekend. They were obviously like, well, we're keeping that. That's our game. Sky would have had a meltdown at the fault of TNT potentially having the game that would decide the title at the end of the season. They weren't going to have it. So they've probably railed about it and said, right, fine, you're going into this midweek a bit. You keep the game, but you're going into this midweek a little bit earlier. And as I'd said on that pod on the Monday previously, Tal and Nadim had made me aware Leicester and Southampton had been announced for that night in the Championship, which kind of gave the impression that Sky was saying, fine, we've left that night from Premier League football available for you. We're going to put Leicester Southampton up against you showing Arsenal-Chelsea. Nearly all of us will watch Arsenal-Chelsea, right? But not everyone's got a TNT subscription. Maybe they'll just watch Leicester-Southampton, particularly as Sky will have Premier League the next two nights.
Mm-hmm.
But not necessarily now they won't. So I think what a lot of us thought would happen was, say, Tottenham-Man City would be on the Wednesday in that scenario, and Everton-Liverpool would be the Thursday. And it kind of makes sense for Liverpool to keep running Thursday-Sunday because that's what they've got in Europa League anyway. But what's happened, I think, to force that against and why Tottenham's blanked is because TNT picked up West Ham Liverpool on the weekend after. So that weekend after is the North London derby, Tottenham Arsenal. So Sky have probably gone, right, that's our first pick. We want the North London derby, particularly as you're showing Arsenal beforehand as well. We want Tottenham Arsenal in the North London derby. Fine. So that gets put at 2 o'clock on a Sunday, which can move, but I'll come back on to that. And that's probably affected by police a little bit as well, the 2 o'clock kickoff, quite possibly, to come back to the arrange an announcement of games. So that's Sky's pick, probably, Tottenham Arsenal. So TNT have gone, right, we'll have West Ham Liverpool. Now, West Ham Liverpool is a perfectly reasonable pick for TNT, unless obviously you're Jurgen Klopp, and I understand the problems with that. And it's worth saying, no Premier League manager wants to play 12:30 on a Saturday after a Wednesday night game, particularly when there's travel involved, as it is for Liverpool going down to London. I accept and understand the beef. So West Ham Liverpool is a perfectly normal pick, but what that did was it stitched up Sky's Wednesday and Thursday nights in the midweek before.
Sure.
Because Sky then couldn't show Everton Liverpool on Thursday. So, okay, right, we're Everton Liverpool on Wednesday, as it is. Yeah, cool. No problem. The other game they want to show is Tottenham against Man City.
Okay.
You can't put Tottenham Man City on the Thursday because, as we know, the Tottenham Arsenal game could move back to the Saturday if you play in the Champions League.
Sure.
What if Arsenal gone out of the Champions League? Yeah, but you still got the same problem with Man City, whose fixture with Forest on the Sunday on that weekend could move back to the Saturday because of their involvement in the Champions League the midweek after. So what they've done is put Brighton Man City on the Thursday instead, with the provision that that moves back to the Wednesday. Clashes with Everton versus Liverpool, where they'll show both games, I presume, just on different Sky channels.
So this
because TNT have picked up West Ham Liverpool.
So this is really interesting, because playing devil's advocate, if I'm putting myself in the broadcaster's shoes, they're doing what is in the best interest for their commercial purpose, right?
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with TNT picking up West Ham v Liverpool. It's a perfectly logical pick. But at the same time, it ruins Sky's plans, and they will know that.
Yeah, and then I guess like where I'm going with that is, so if they're doing this from a commercial lens of like what's best for their business and trying to beat your competition, it's then the two-pronged thing of like the knock-on impact it has on the match-going fans, right? So it's like, where do you get that balance between pleasing everyone?
Yeah. And the knock on of that is people go, so why does it take so long? I actually get it, right? Because once TNT have gone, well, we want West Ham Liverpool on a Saturday, and Sky have gone, well, we want Everton Liverpool on a Thursday, you've got to get around a negotiating table. Meanwhile, at the same time, the police in London want to know what time the Liverpool fans are arriving for the game on a Saturday, and the police in Merseyside want to know if they're policing the game on a Wednesday night or the Thursday night straight after the Grand National.
Yeah.
And that's part why this shit takes so long sometimes. And I get that, but it's mainly because of the beef between the two companies. And there's plenty of other examples of that. Do you remember when I went to Burnley and it got snowed off?
Yeah, yeah. I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, most people have known me long enough to remember that as well. Good fun. I had a good night in Manchester the night before. Same thing, accommodation, night before, because I couldn't have got there. Even though it was a 2 o'clock kickoff on a Sunday, first train out of London, because you have to connect to go to Burnley, would have got there about 10 minutes after kickoff.
Wow.
So I had to go up the night before, unless I went on a coach. So I used the excuse, got drunk in Manchester on a Saturday night, and felt worse for wear on the Sunday as I headed to Burnley. And then as I got to Rochdale, the snow started coming down. Anyway, that's a tangent. That day, there were a lot of games. And the reason there were a lot of games is because it was a Sunday straight after European competition. So Tottenham and a number of other teams played on the Sunday because they played in Europe on the Thursday. The TV game that Sunday, they had an option of about four games, which would have included Tottenham at Burnley. I mean, West Ham Liverpool was the later kickoff, but it were three other games that were already moved to a Sunday. They could have put at 2 o'clock.
Okay.
They chose Brentford against Everton.
Why would they have done that? That's a very...
Because the following midweek, it was Amazon's midweek set of fixtures. And the more games that got moved to the Sunday, what that meant was, I think Everton, I can't remember who Everton and Brentford were playing afterwards, but it meant Amazon couldn't show any of the big six on the Tuesday night. That's why Brentford Everton was picked.
Sure.
Not because they wanted to show Brentford Everton. It was the move Brentford Everton because whoever those two teams were met play afterwards, I think was clashing with big six teams. And they went, right, well, we'll put that there. And so now you can't show a big six team on a Tuesday night. You got to show more at the same time on the Wednesday night or the Thursday night.
Interesting.
And then probably on the other end of that, TNT probably picked someone at 12:30 on the Saturday afterwards. That meant they couldn't show someone on the Thursday night as well. They do shit to stitch each other up. That's a perfect example of that.
Playing devil's advocate again, right? The percentage of match, and I'm a match-going fan myself, but the percentage of match-going fans is probably in the minority of who the target customer base is for these television companies, right? So why would they care about us?
I get that. As I already said, most of the people listening or watching this probably are either overseas or don't regularly go to games. There'd be plenty of people who obviously do. And so there'd be a lot of people listening to us or watching this game. Well, I want games on a Saturday night, a Friday night, and a Monday night, and for TV purposes. And I get that. I think what's angered people a lot more is obviously since COVID, I think if the Premier League weren't aware, they very much realised the value of supporters after that.
Yeah.
We all did, right?
Yeah.
We were all a bit emotional after we went back. Right, they missed us. Right, we missed them, and then I watched Nuno Ball and realised I was probably better off watching Mourinho with COVID. But you know, you get the point. So after that, I think there was a lot of promises. We're going to help you, and in terms of to fans groups and stuff like that. And it's not. You've got. I'll give you a couple of examples, even just from this season, of some mad ones. So Newcastle, you know, Newcastle fans generally do their displays on the Gallagher end.
Yep.
They chose one game against Luton recently where they had banners with all their stupid away kickoff times they'd have. So they'd had like Chelsea away 8 o'clock on a Monday, you away 8 o'clock on a Saturday. I think Villa got moved to 8:15, whereas if it had been the 7:30, they could have got a train home because it was 8:15. It couldn't. Remember they had Fulham in the FA Cup at 7 o'clock, even though there was no 5:30 game. And again, same thing, they couldn't get trains home afterwards. And there's a number of really weird ones with Chelsea that have happened over the last couple of years. So do you remember they had the game with you towards the end of last season that got moved to the Tuesday night from the Saturday, which was on police advice?
Forgot about that.
But there was, and that was always the line that was used, and that may be correct, but I can't remember what it was. I think the game clashed with something, and I think Sky couldn't show a Tuesday night game again because they'd been stitching up between the broadcasters, and it just worked conveniently that Sky could then show Arsenal Chelsea on the Tuesday night, and there was always quite a bit of suspicion about that. Chelsea also had, this is how other things can move, the game at Wolves on Christmas Eve, the first game on Christmas Eve this century, I think.
Yeah, right.
On a Christmas Eve in the Premier League since Leeds United, around about 1996. And what was ironic about that, actually, I was having this conversation with Gary Mantle, our Chelsea correspondent, was ironically, it was easier to get home on Christmas Eve than it would have been if the game had been 8 o'clock on a Saturday night.
That's bonkers.
Yeah, it was. There was trains on Christmas Eve. There was trains, because we looked at the time, there was trains back from Wolves to London up till 6 o'clock, and the game kicked off at one, I want to say, maybe. So it was plenty of time to get back, whereas on the Saturday night, you'd have had to stay over. But it was a lot of moan about tradition and stuff like that. And I get that, because just traditionally, we don't go to football on Christmas Eve. We go to football on Boxing Day. That's what we know in this country. But actually, from a transport perspective, it actually made quite a bit of sense. They've also had this weird one recently. This is how games can move from stuff that you wouldn't think about in your head. In game week 32, Sheffield United's game with Chelsea has been moved to the Sunday because the two teams are playing on the Thursday beforehand. It's not been selected for television.
Okay.
It was moved to a 1:30 kickoff because Manchester United and Liverpool is 3:30. Again, the Northwest Police have gone 3:30. That's your latest time. It's a 3:30 kickoff. So even though it's not on TV, Sheffield United and Chelsea kicks off at 1:30. Now, normally when they move a game like this, everybody will be involved. So it'd be the clubs, the police, broadcasters if necessary, although that wasn't the case here. But obviously the game has been moved to a Sunday. No one flagged that there was a potential problem with moving that fixture to the Sunday. I think it was 2 days after the movement happened, the police went back to Sheffield United and requested for the game to be moved because it's half marathon in Sheffield that day.
Ha, and that didn't get picked up once in that process.
Nope.
Wow.
So, yeah, it just was, to be honest, that's a police responsibility.
Okay.
So the game, so rather than moving it to, well, it's not on the telly, we'll move it back a bit later. It's now kicking off at 5:30 on the Sunday. It's still not on the TV. And guess how many trains there are to get home from London, from Sheffield to London? None.
Jesus Christ.
And interestingly, what's come off the back of this particular one is that Sheffield United, I think because they're part responsible for the original arrangement, there's something being organised by the Chelsea Supporters Trust to actually reimburse Chelsea fans for any loss of earnings. This could be quite a bit of a groundbreaking case, actually, that leads to other things. Okay. The problem with that will lead to more later. They'll go, well, we've reimbursed people. That's fine. We'll do our announcements even later and later. That's okay. No, it's not, because people still need to book time off work, et cetera, et cetera.
So what happens in the case of you as a Tottenham fan, you've booked travel for a game as soon as the fixture's announced, and then a case like this happens and the game gets moved? Because you said Chelsea are looking at reimbursing Chelsea fans. Is it just a case of that's lost money?
The problem with this one, this is what will happen. So if you're a Chelsea fan, you were planning to go to Sheffield United that day. The game gets moved. It's 1:30 announcement. You go, fine. I want to get to Sheffield by X time. I can get back to Sheffield Station by 4 o'clock. Anything after that, I'll get a train home. You book it because you know plenty of other people are going to, so you get on with it.
Yeah.
Right? Once the game's been moved like that, you think that's it, it's fine. What would happen to me in that circumstance? Fortunately, I don't think it's happened to me yet where something like that has happened. And that's quite a bizarre and unique scenario there with that Sheffield United-Chelsea game has moved. But ordinarily, Clates, you'd just be out of pocket, mate.
That's bonkers. That's like, yeah, what the question I was asking you is basically exactly that. What, there will be situations where people have booked travel and then need to change something, like, even, I know it's local, but the Tottenham Arsenal example you used, if Arsenal qualify, then that will have to move. Let's hypothetically we're not in London, there's supporters that would book travel and then that's just lost money. That's mind-blowing.
So if you're onto a specific train, as in you're right, I've got to get the 10:05 from London to Sheffield. Right. Well, you could still do that before the game, right? But you ain't getting the one you'd have booked back after the game. If you've got like an open return where you can just jump on the same train company at a different time, not too much of a problem, right? So again, going up before the game, fine. You probably get a later one. As long as it's a later train, you're probably okay. But in this scenario, there's no trains back. So you're knackered. So when you go to the train company and you say, well, I need a refund, they go, yeah, okay, fine, but guess what? You're going to get charged this admin fee, da 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 da. Yeah, what's your reason for cancelling? Because when you book your train ticket, you can go for the insurance route if you want.
Okay. I bet that's a nightmare
Oh,
process.
my football match has changed kickoff time. I need a train reimbursement. Do you think train companies care?
Nah.
No.
So do you think when the Premier League and the police and they're all scheduling these, do you think they are literally, do you think they're even thinking about the fans that are actually going? Or do
No.
you think it's, yeah, do you think they are just looking at it as like they will find a way regardless to get there? Because at most, let's just say Premier League clubs in itself, just for the sake of this conversation, most away ends sell out every week, right?
Yeah.
Regardless of, so do you think it's just the case of it, if you don't go, someone else will?
That's always the argument, right? It's my missus keeps digging me out. Oh, would you have to go to this game? It's on the TV. I'm like, yep. Yeah. If I don't keep going, I'm going to lose the loyalty points where when I do need to go, that's it. It's gone.
Yep,
I'm
that's
out.
me right now. I'm at the bottom
I'm
end
out.
at Arsenal's and I'm trying to build my way up. So I just take what I get. Yeah.
Yeah. There are worse examples than some of the ones I've just given you as well. So some of you, particularly the FPL managers, might remember, or they might not, because they might have had no interest in it. The most ridiculous example with Burnley and Luton back in January. So Burnley and Luton was announced for a Monday night on TNT. This was over the weekend split weekend. So you had five fixtures one weekend, five the next. And put Burnley Luton, which is one of the arse ends of the world journeys, right? To be honest, because Burnley's not like a Manchester or Newcastle, he's actually probably the most awkward one to get to from the south of the
Did you say
Premier
you have to
League
go to
clubs.
Rochdale and then change or
No,
something?
Manchester or Preston, either
Oh,
way,
okay.
either go to Preston and go east or go Manchester, go west. I think that's right. But it's like another hour train from either way, right? So you have to
Sure.
get there, and then it's another hour train. Whereas Newcastle is further up, but one train from London, for example. Also, it's worth saying, I'm very lucky being in London, right? So from London, you can get to most places. If you're in like a Burnley, and wherever you go, you've got to get to Manchester or Preston first,
Yeah.
then do your journeys, right? It's rough. But they put Burnley Luton and TNT, this was, on a Monday night. Now, TNT don't normally have Monday night games, but they had an equal split of the games over that split weekend. So the game got put on a Monday with the provision that if Burnley made the no, was it a Friday night? No, I'll tell you what, that is right, on a Monday. With the provision that I think if Burnley made a League Cup semi-final, and at the time they were still in the competition, they were in the quarterfinals, then the game would move to 12 o'clock on a Sunday. Also, if either team had an FA Cup third round replay, then the game would move to a Friday. And so happened that Luton drew in the FA Cup third round, and the game moved from like Monday to Friday. It was either Monday to Friday or Friday to Monday. I can't remember which way
Okay.
around. I think it was Monday to, no, I think it was Friday to Monday in the end. Anyway, imagine that. It's not even the day before or day after. It's the opposite ends of the bloody weekend. It's not even in the same week, mate.
What else are they meant to do, though, with unknowns out of their control?
Well, there's no reason for that game to be on a Friday or Monday night in the first place. Put it on a Sunday.
Sure.
Done. Done. It's as simple as that, isn't it? You can't be at 10 days' notice, not know. There's three possibilities of where a game can be. It can be Friday night, Monday night, or Sunday lunchtime. Are you meant to do anything with your life?
Yeah.
So you imagine the conversation you're having with the other half. Yeah, it's Monday night, might be Friday, might also be
Also could
Sunday,
be Sunday.
and because it's 12 o'clock on a Sunday, I'd have to go on a Saturday. And
Yeah.
she's going, "Can I book anything?" And again, "No, sorry, actually, no." I mean, just think about it logically.
Oh,
There's an impact to people's lives,
of course. Yeah.
so that's a really bad one. And this most recent announcement has had more examples of that. So, I mean, I'm quite tempted just to read this all out for those who've just seen the game week fixtures and might not be aware of exactly what's happened. So, when the Premier League announced the TV games, they'll put all the fixtures over that period on a little calendar. So, you know, Saturday 20th April, Luton Brentford, Sheffield United Burnley's 3 o'clock, Wolves versus Arsenal is now 7:30 Sky Sports. Fine. Okay. And we know certain fixtures will move because European competition, i.e., Villa West Ham Liverpool playing Thursday, their games are going to move to Sunday if not selected. We know that. The average fan knows that, right? They're not going to play Thursday and Saturday. But within the announcement, we had Thursday 25th of April, the Brighton Manchester City example. This will move to 8 o'clock on the Wednesday, should Man City be scheduled to play in the Champions League the following Tuesday. Now, off of that, the 5:30 Everton-Brentford game was Saturday the 27th. This will move to 4:30 on the Sunday should Man City play on that Tuesday on April the 30th. The Tottenham-Arsenal game, now announced for Sunday the 28th. This will move to 12:30 on Saturday the 27th should Arsenal be scheduled to play in the Champions League on Tuesday the 30th of April. And then because of that, West Ham versus Liverpool, that TNT game, will move to 2 o'clock on the Sunday should Arsenal be in the Champions League on the Tuesday afterwards. Yeah. And people have been listening or watching me just say that and go, sorry, you've lost me there, mate. Well, exactly. The rest of us are lost. That Manchester City example is disgraceful. It's really bad. So Man City to Brighton is a fair whack, right?
Where would you suggest to put that then with the unknowns of the Champions League and their fate?
It's on the Wednesday night. It's your problem.
Okay.
It's your problem.
Yeah.
That's not fair on the football supporters. So this either or stuff, this is the one that bothers people the absolute most. That's not on. Sure. How can you, when you'll find out whether that game's on a Wednesday or a Thursday night, is after Manchester City's, obviously, Champions League second leg with Real Madrid, right? That's the Wednesday before. So at 7 days' notice, you don't know if you're a Man City fan who's going to Brighton, or even if you're a Brighton fan who wants to take the night off work or whatever, you don't know at 7 days' notice if the game is on a Wednesday or a Thursday. That's not on.
Yeah.
For the City fans doing the longer distance, you ain't getting home. So you need to do the trains, you need to do the hotels, you need to do all that shit at 7 days' notice. It's not on. Even Tottenham Arsenal, to not know whether it's the Saturday or the Sunday, it's less of a problem for Tottenham v Arsenal. I get that. The majority of fans in North London. But as you and I know, not all Tottenham and Arsenal fans are in London. There's plenty that travel from areas like Milton Keynes and stuff like that.
There'll be people coming from abroad for like such a big game for that, like booking flights and stuff.
If the Tottenham Arsenal game does move, Liverpool's game at West Ham moves. So do Liverpool fans travel on the Saturday or the Sunday?
It's mad.
That's a mess.
What do you think needs to happen for them to get to a position, though, where they are able to remove these ifs and whens?
Well, what should have happened, easy fix for all of this, for everybody to have what they wanted, but because they won't relent with each other. Once TNT went, right, we want to have West Ham versus Liverpool as our pick after you've had the North London derby in game week 35. The Premier League should go, that's fine. We're going to make a majority ruling on this. That game is going on the Sunday.
Okay.
And that's it. And then Brighton versus Man City, which probably would have been Tottenham versus Man City, would be on the Wednesday. Everton v Liverpool would be on the Thursday. Everton and Brentford and West Ham Liverpool would be the two selected games on the Sunday, which might end up happening anyway. And then Tottenham Arsenal and Nottingham Forest Man City would be the Saturday. And there's none of this movements. That's it. The Premier League should have intervened and said, right, you're having West Ham Liverpool. We're going to make a decision here for the benefit of the supporters. That game is on the Sunday.
So this is a mind-blowing question to ask, given that it's their product and brand. But do the Premier League actually have that power to do that?
I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know if it's the broadcasters.
But the point is, if you do end up playing in the Champions League, this is Arsenal. If Arsenal do end up playing the Champions League semi-final on the Tuesday, TNT are going to have the game on a Sunday anyway.
Yeah.
So it's a possibility. So we might end up in the scenario where Everton and Liverpool could have been on the Thursday night all fucking long.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And that's not the gripe, right? Because whether Everton Liverpool's on the Wednesday or the Thursday is not a problem. That kickoff time can move, by the way, I think. Based on if Brighton Man City moves, the Everton Liverpool game moves time as well.
Wow.
Like, why are you doing all this? That's where people get really angry. To be at like 10 days' notice and you're saying, are we playing Saturday, Sunday? I don't know. This country is different to many others, and it's because of the away travelling supports. Okay. In most other countries around Europe, people don't travel in the same way, right? With respect, if you watch La Liga games, you don't see 3,000 away fans in the away end and stuff like that.
I can't say I've ever paid attention to it. I'm going to look out for that now.
You won't unhear it now I've said it.
Yeah.
In the Premier League, travelling away fans is really important. That night I said we played Burnley on the Friday night, they brought about 900.
Wow.
When they should be bringing, because you in the cup you get more, right?
3,000
should be bringing
so.
5,000, 6,000.
Yeah.
Man City brought 9,000. I realise Man City's a bigger club than Burnley, all that, right? There's probably Burnley fans, but we're getting beat every week. What am I going there for on a Friday night?
Yeah.
I get it. It's tough. So, yeah, there's not enough given leeway and attention paid for fans. That, with those announcements for that match week 35 weekend, is disgusting. And that's got to stop.
Yeah. Do you see it changing?
It's not on. Well, no, because we've been here before. And again, reading back to that minutes of that meeting with Richard Masters and the FSA in December, Richard Masters says, look, we're avoiding it. That only happens with the either or situation of Saturday or Sunday, for example, when it has to, knowing that Burnley Luton had just been announced with that stupid Friday, Sunday afternoon, Monday night, any possibility. And yet we have this. And literally, if they just let West Ham Liverpool be played on the Sunday, there'd be no and ors in any of that announcement. Just because you won't let TNT have the game on the Sunday.
Yeah,
well,
for me,
then. Well, Sky have had first pick Tottenham Arsenal, so they got what they wanted. And ironically, if West Ham Liverpool had gone on a Sunday, they'd get what they want in the midweek before as well, because they would have had Tottenham, Man City and Everton, Liverpool straight after, obviously, Arsenal against Chelsea. Now, because there's no relent, TNT's game must be 12:30 on a Saturday, they might have Brighton, Man City and Everton, Liverpool on the same night. Stupid. They're killing themselves.
For me, the most alarming thing, and tying it to the question when I asked you, do you think it will change? And you went, no. The other thing, though, was when I asked, do you think they're actually thinking about the match going fans? You didn't even hesitate there. It was just a blank no. So there's nothing there to suggest that it will change.
No, not particularly. I realise Newcastle get it worse, right?
Because they've got the longest journeys.
You know, if Newcastle get an away game on a Monday night, we've got a long journey on a Monday night. Well, if you're a Newcastle fan, unfortunately, you probably everywhere is a fair journey, right? Even games in the north is probably like us going to Birmingham or whatever, right? So they've got a fair journey for everything. Now, because they're a high-profile football club and obviously have improved massively over the last couple of years, yeah, they're going on TV more. But it does particularly feel like with them, they get slammed about.
Yeah,
we've had this year, you tend to get more to bat with your fixtures when you've got European competition, right?
Mm-hmm.
My club's not in Europe this year. Free Monday night
you're
games.
Still getting,
free Monday night games at home. Why?
Doesn't make sense.
Why? And it's fine. It's down the road for me, right? It's not a huge problem. I don't mind a Monday night game. I don't want half my games to be Monday nights.
Yeah.
So, and obviously part of that new TV contract is more Friday night games, more Monday night games. And I realize for the armchair fan who watches games on the TV, that's great. More live games. In that next TV deal, every game that's at 2 o'clock on a Sunday is going to be shown live. So you'll be able to choose whichever one you want. Obviously, these on the other parts of the world already have this. It's us poor paupers who actually live where the games are, can't choose which games we want to watch. And no, the 3 o'clock blackout will remain. But yeah, there'll be more TV games. It means there's going to be more Friday night games, more Saturday nights, more Monday nights. So is the situation going to improve from that perspective? No. And if they want to show more games Friday, Monday nights, guess what? It's going to be more. Well, if they play in Europe on a Wednesday, but it recently with Brentford's Man City, didn't we, in something? It was a Monday night announcement, and it was like, if City play in the Champions League, because obviously it's split in the last 16, this game moved back to Saturday night. West Ham Brentford ended up on a Monday night. It was another one that could have moved. West Ham Brentford doesn't matter so much. The two London clubs, I get that. But yeah, people still have lives and want to go about their business. It doesn't hugely impact me, I think, would be fair to say. But I do absolutely get the anger about it. And
of course.
I don't think it will change.
No, and this is where I'm at. I'm like, I get the anger, but putting myself in their shoes, if the match-going fans are the minority and they're treating it as just a business, they don't have a motivation per se to cater for the minority.
If the police, say, for example, used the North London Derby as a reference, if the police have said, right, we want it no later than finished by 4 o'clock, as an example, like, fine. Like, I get that. We've got to deal with that sort of thing, right? Because without the police, football matches don't happen. It's simple as that.
Yeah.
Police would be quite within their rights. We're not doing that.
You know, something that's triggered
more
in,
of that.
Something that triggered in my brain what you said as well. If you don't go, someone else will. I'm potentially going to have a ticket for Arsenal, Wolves away, right? And you said it's 7:30. There's no train
on a Saturday.
Yeah, so I'm just going to drive there and back, because I know if I don't, like, I'm at a stage in my Arsenal away journey where I'm really trying to build my credits to get to the level you are, where you can go consistently. If I don't go, someone else will. So I'm just going to jump in a car, get there, back. doing the same for City on Sunday. There's no trains. It's Easter Sunday. If I say no to that ticket, I'm a madman. So drive there and back in a day. So
that's why also we did this on Patreon a couple of weeks ago. That's why I don't mind about ticket prices either.
Same.
Because I either pay it or I don't.
Me too.
I do have a choice. And the same applies here. People will say that. You have a choice. You cannot go. Yeah, but football pulls at your heartstrings unlike anything else.
Very true.
Good chat, Clates. Thanks, mate. I think we've missed anything off that. I don't think.
No.
Cool.
Don't think so.
We're going to be talking, me and Clates, about Fantasy Challenge on Patreon later today. Woo! It's really, 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 really exciting. tomorrow, me and Serge will be back with me for the Sky Fantasy Football Podcast. And by the way, Ian Parrin is joining me now on next Wednesday's Sky Fantasy Podcast. And if you want a bit more on this conversation, Ian is brilliant in terms of understanding how these announcements play out. We'll probably chat about it a little bit more when Ian comes on that Sky Pod next week as well. But just to say thanks, everyone. Have a great day. Be nice to each other. Cue music, please. Man child.
Fantasy Football Show.
Sports Social Podcast Network.